You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I think report cards look pretty good. I didn't overpromise. I don't view that as somehow a mark of incompetence. I have not been out in the community nearly enough. Go back and read what I said. We always have long press conferences. I don't believe the polls. Folks, I don't think I've overpromised at all. I think we've done remarkably well. The COVID-19 is not going to give up and accept things. It's not going to go away. That is an interesting reading of English.
Yes, it is. Loving the montage. A lot to say in a little time. You got to do a montage. Crane Durham sitting in for Larry Connors, guest hosting. And it's a privilege. It's an honor, as always. Thank you, Larry, and thank you for what you do every day. When I make jokes about what we're talking about and kind of see some humor in certain things, I try to do that, but that doesn't mollify the impact of the harmful nature and results of these policies and the people forwarding them. And I just think that if we had more debates, because politics is the place where you do have these debates and you settle them and you compromise with policies after the debate is heard and it's encouraged. Debate is encouraged. I love debates. I did my master's thesis. Well, one of the sections was on presidential debates televised, specifically in the age of television. And I say that because, nerd alert, I totally love debates and moments where you have unrestricted access to the contenders in the arena. And the credit belongs to those in the arena. Thank you, Teddy Roosevelt. The idea of going and having a conversation and being able to do that without fear of harm coming to you or your family. Your ability to earn a living. We are a point in this country. Think about this. Debate is necessary because it is the antidote to the disease that I spoke of last hour, which is really the misrepresentation of bad policies in order to sell them and the use of fear and harm to silence the truth. Nothing but truth. And that's what we need. Need more of. And it's what Larry does. It's what I do in the way of doing the show Nothing But Truth and owning a trademark for that and attempting to get it back going on a regular basis, because now more than ever, we need it. And I don't say that because of me, okay?
Now more than ever, you need it, and you're going to do it.
No, I'm not in that way. I just want to have the conversation. I want people to understand this, because a lot of people do not live and breathe politics. And they're just hearing things, and you go, these problems have been going on for a long time, Crane. Why didn't people wake up? What was going on in the school system, and what happened to parents that stood up, and the genesis of that letter that was written to our Attorney General, Merrick Garland, and the use of these types of tactics to silence those who you disagree with. College campuses should be a place where No place is safe if safe means that you are protected from hearing something that you don't particularly agree with. Or having an environment where you can have that conversation. And now we're having really stupid conversations. It's brave to say sex is binary, man and woman. And a man should not be allowed to go into a woman's locker room, even if they identify as a woman, but they're biologically male. Now, over the years, I've been on close to 20 years, and this was a debate that I had definitely once a week, discussion on what was happening. You see, there was this author from the Heritage Foundation that wrote on this extensively and wrote a book on these issues, but he was constantly demonized, Ryan Anderson. And it was simply stating a position, and in this case, speaking to the biological facts that there are men and women and there are beautiful differences between the two. I think there are great differences, awesome differences between men and women. And it doesn't mean one is better than the other. I mean, what are you, five? You're really, one's better than the other because they're different. Eh. What is that? That's asinine. It's asinine to deny reality. We go into these discussions where people say, there is a biological man, biological woman, and those are the two recognized, and those are the two sexes. Sex is binary. And they're called phobic, transphobic. And they're demonized as not being respectful to others, being a hater. They're demonized to the West Borough Baptist nut jobs. I don't even know they're around anymore. And it's very peculiar because when you make a statement or discuss this in an honest way, you are not saying that it is okay to hurt somebody who is struggling with this issue. And you're not looking to demonize a person who's this. We want to respect everybody. And whatever that struggle is for them, I'm glad I don't have it. We all have our struggles. All have our demons. And there it is. Why is it a demon to identify in this way, in this way? Because it's got to be very hard. And if you look at what has taken place with people who go down this road, it's oftentimes tragic. And it doesn't make me better, because I have this opinion and I don't have this issue. But we should be able to discuss it. Otherwise, you're going to have men winning races in a women's category. Swimming. Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow up than Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And we should make no mistake. This nuclear option is ultimately an example of the arrogance of power. It is a fundamental power grab by the majority party.
Do principles change? I know opinions change. That's fine. We all can have a change of heart, especially when receiving more information. But if something is a power grab in 2005, isn't it a power grab in 2022? Both parties have done this, by the way. But you do hear the legislative mechanics that are taking place in the United States today really don't seem to be addressing the problems that are hitting us and the challenges that hit us. And the idea of shutting down debate or intimidating those to get what you want legislatively, maybe following them into a bathroom. Yeah, Kristen Sinema, who is one of the senators from Arizona, or going after Manchin, those environmental nut jobs that were going after Manchin as he was driving his car. And I feel for these kids who bought into this hyperbolic nonsense in the way that it's being presented as an issue, and that's being the environment, because if we don't do this now, it's the end. And we've had a number of ends, and we've done pretty well throughout. And in fact, I mean, they've been dead wrong. They were dead wrong in the 70s when they were, what was it, talking about the ice age, then it was global warming, and then you couldn't say global warming. We had to go to, because the earth was not warming. And so then we had to go to climate change, which obviously happens, but redefining it and putting weather in there as well. I mean, again, you have the tactics are the same. It's to misrepresent the issue in order to get it passed or to silence those who disagree with you. Environmental nut jobs are, I believe, second only in the form of environmental terrorists are second only to, well, obviously, Islamic terrorism, radical Islamic terrorism. You have that category, and you have the hate and action taken by those in the environment that are only second to that. I believe that is the case. And we are experiencing, once again, the hate crime wave and the way it's being presented so often. Remember we talked about Asian Americans who are sitting there and were being attacked and they blame white supremacy, and then the data came back and it was happened to be black males committing the majority of these acts, these heinous acts. I don't care really who does it. I want it to stop. And I want those people held to account. I mean, that's common sense, isn't it? No. It's got to be a particular group, because we've got to take that and we've got to use it as a weapon to silence you. Well, how do you do that? I mean, I don't embrace hate crimes. I believe that everybody should be respected. I know, or I believe in the eyes of God, I am no better than anybody else. But than anyone else. I get that. I embrace it. I think many of you do too. And yet we're, when we respond to these issues, somehow we end up being a Geraldo guest in the 80s. Up on stage with the sheet wearers. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous. That does not mean I am saying that white supremacy does not exist. Of course it exists. And unfortunately, it will always exist, I believe, until the end, as black supremacy will always exist in some form. And it's awful. And there now is woke supremacy. Now, looking at the woke and seeing it impact our daily lives, you talk about getting stuck on stupid. These things don't make sense. The only way they make sense is if you have the power to intimidate others into denying simple truth. And that's what is going on. See, President Biden, once again, yes, I think he's not up to the task. And I do wish him the very best. He's our president. I want him to succeed. He can't do it with the policies that he has. And he doesn't have a very good track record. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Yay. I'm probably in the same shed with him. Who cares? My point is that he's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And he is so stubborn that looking at the consequences for his policies, he just denies. And that is odd. I mean, if somebody did that, if somebody kept failing in the way of something not working, I'm not talking about trying and innovating. I'm talking about not using the data to adjust your theory or your policy. But I think President Biden believes that he has not gotten out enough. He believes that the problem is we just don't understand the policies. And he's going to come out and he's going to discuss it with us, just like President Obama did. Again, the same thing. It's just going to be from a weaker vessel. And here is President Biden talking about what he hopes to do in the upcoming year.
Part of the problem is, as well, I have not been out in the community nearly enough. I've been here an awful lot.
Okay, well, you can. There's a great piece in The Federalist about the 10 biggest lies of the Biden presidency. I may read from it later, read it earlier, but a quarter of his time he spent in Delaware. And like Wayne's World says, we're in Delaware. The idea that it's him not getting out. Well, no, they're not getting out because every time he comes out, it is, generally speaking, it's a disaster. And they have to clean up. They cleaned up on the Russia statement. I don't know if you can walk that one back, put that horse back in the barn, so to speak. They try to clean up, but they can't clean it up because at times I'm seeing President Biden actually believes this. This is what he sincerely believes. And if he sincerely believes it, then he's going to advocate for it. And darn the torpedoes, he's just going to keep going. And who feels that? You, me, and the rest of us. So getting back to this point, and it's the general point, the meta point of the program today for Crane Durham sitting in for the great Larry Connors. It is that we don't really have change in the way of policies other than the fact that they've gone further to the left. Yes. But we have a very, very bad salesman. And even with the mainstream media, who did an all right job last night. But I got to tell you, I'm grading them on a scale that they are so awful at what they do, and they're so dishonest about what they've done. It doesn't take much for them to come up and do an okay job. Now, if no sliding scale, I'd say no bad job again. Because I look for follow-ups in the way of that and holding the answers and saying, wait a second, coming to that. They tried that a few times. I'll give them that. Certain ones did that. Didn't make sense. Just denying the polls. So the meta point going over is, if we can talk about these policies and not have safe places when it comes to, and I'm using air quotes, safe places when it comes to our colleges, safe spaces, pardon me. How could you do that? Safe spaces, man. It's not a very safe space when you cannot have and engage in discussion. And if you want to know why people aren't stepping up and speaking up, it's because they see what happens. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm telling you that that is what is happening, and it only is going to get worse. It's not going to get better. The press isn't going to sit there and all of a sudden say, hey, wait a second. We've been carrying the water for these ridiculous policies that hurt the very people ostensibly they're trying to help. And so we're going to turn our thing around here. We're going to change. No. I mean, until they run out of money, it's just odd. It's not odd, it's sad, but it doesn't allow for us to have the conversation of discussing the policies and getting away from personality and understanding that. President Biden yesterday was speaking as a spectator, not as a commander in chief. And he was going off in different directions. And the idea of, if we want to play the Trump or any Republican president game about demonizing getting a much harsher press, much more critical press, much more negative press. So you're not taking crazy pills. This president is completely and totally out of touch. And the impact continues to hit us. And they're advancing voting rights legislation that they can't truly defend. They can make these outrageous statements that turn out not to be true and are insulting and seek to divide. And they misrepresent what has happened. Even when they've won, they're discrediting elections, they've won. Wow. So why would they do it? Oh, another component of what you need when you have bad policy. You need to advance your cause by playing loose with the rules and cheating. And so whether it's using fear or it is using a pandemic, a crisis, and not letting it go to waste and putting things in that we know are already questionable, well, there you go. That's why. So the answer, the antidote, is more discussion and getting out there and stepping up when it comes time to vote. Because the cavalry's not coming. You, if you're looking at the policies and say, no, I know that guy on ABC, he will, you know, the mainstream media will get it right finally. Not going to happen. And we've seen that in the way they talk about anybody that is not with their particular ideology. And it's character assassination from Palin down the line and coverage. Crane Durham sitting down or sitting in for Larry Connors. Larry Connors, USA.
Leaves are pretty until they start falling into your gutters. You really want to climb up a ladder, clean them out? That sounds like a project, a dangerous project. I have a motto. I don't do projects. You need K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Get a free estimate. Locally owned, KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Will he push on the progressive prosecutors that are, for example, here in New York City, saying that things like using, taking a gun into a store, robbing it, but then leaving and nobody gets killed, that that's a misdemeanor? Is the president okay with that?
Well, look, the president's not going to wade into the actions of prosecutors or of the legal justice department. That's his bottom line.
Well, actually, unless he's at a press conference that goes over 60 minutes, and he'll pretty much wade anywhere he wants. And it would be interesting to hear his response to the question that Dana Perino asked Jen Psaki this morning, or was it midday? I don't know when the show's on, but I think she does a wonderful job with Bill Hemmer. Yeah, it's because they ask the questions and they're very well informed. Oh, they work at Fox News. Fox News is bad. All bad. You can watch news, and as long as they identify whether they're a commentator or just a straight news person, and Brett Baer does a very good job presenting the news. He's a journalist presenting the news. And then you have commentators. The distinction is never made, are rarely made, when it comes to the left. And whatever they're doing over at CNN, which is nutty two buckles. I mean, it's just cray cray, all sorts of it, and bad behavior. And so you have this situation in our country where we have crime and we have somebody who is asking about how this all happened, which was the funding of these DAs that got rid of or implemented no cash bail in the way of letting people go and driving down or taking themselves down on the offense, which only encourages people who are crazy and hateful and belong in jail to do more damage and sitting back. So you would think that because of this, that because of the crime, you would have an answer that would be more urgent and direct, but we don't have that. Urgent and direct. Urgency. That's what the left is missing. Unfortunately, they are actually causing the very problems they want to solve, or they're doing legislative tricks. I don't know why, when they are running on failure. Is it to appease a far left base? I don't know. They've tried everything else, Crane. It's true. They've tried everything else but having an honest discussion about the history of their policies that they're implementing. So when it comes to crime, it's outrageous. And this is something that if you're a leader and you're a member of Congress and you know people are getting killed and you know that particular cities' DAs are not doing their job, then wouldn't you look at, okay, wait a second, this is a problem. People are dying, and it's brazen attacks. Wouldn't leaders look to solve that immediately? Because once you take out the security, the number one job of any government is to secure its people. Once you do that, you undermine everything else. And that is why we have a dumpster fire in America today, because it's happening. And it started with demonizing and misrepresenting the people that uphold our laws, the police. Coming back, Larry Connors, USA, Crane Durham, guest hosting. We'll be right back.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The president said yesterday, among other things, that he thinks that Putin probably will invade Ukraine. Later he said he wasn't sure, but he said he probably will go in. Is that, for all intents and purposes, acknowledging that this threat of severe sanctions that the administration has made is having no effect on Putin, that he's actually not deterred by it?
Well, I'm not going to psychoanalyze President Putin of Russia, but I will tell you this. It is clear to us that the decision is probably in his hands.
No confidence. No confidence in that woman. And I want her to succeed. But there is something off when it comes to our vice president and the way she responds to things. That laugh. Remember that laugh? When she's uncomfortable, she doesn't know exactly what to say. She laughs. And it's not good. And it's not a real secret that she is not much of a leader. Because when she lost, and she didn't even make, did she... like first primary? I mean, it was, she was out and she had a ton of funding. She was being talked up, or initially people very interested in the campaign. And then she played the victim card and race and gender. And I just makes me uncomfortable. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I am given a reason, excuse, human nature, my fallen nature, my flesh will absolutely embrace that excuse and not take responsibility. I'll be all over it. There it is. It's offered. And you can use it and people will not question you. You have a victim shield, Crane. You can do this. Now, I know I will do that. I hope I don't. I don't sit there and say, yes, I'm going to. But I'm telling you. It's like when I'm looking for something around the house and first thing I do is ask myself the question, how can I make this my wife's fault? And she's a saint and she's beautiful and so smart, but I can find a way to blame her for pretty much anything. And then you kind of snap out of it. Maybe you find what you're looking for and you realize, oh, you put it there. And then you're just at a loss. Like, why do I behave that? Why do I act that way? Why would I even get into that line of thinking about blaming my wife? Because I am made the way I am and I'm going to take the path of least resistance. And so understanding that, and understanding that if America's a family and we're all equal under law, and some people look at their responsibility, or excuse me, their relationship with government as government's their dad. Because it tries to step in, or their mom, and tries to step in and help them, right? Let's just think about this for a minute. Really bad daddy. Bad daddy. Awful. Encouraging behavior and a culture where you don't take responsibility, that you actually bastardize the great civil rights legacy of one Martin Luther King, who's cashed the promissory note in that wonderful, incredible speech. And if you look at Martin Luther King and you look at what he was advocating for when it came to policy, yes, you'll say, well, sometimes he was looking for the idea of some idea of what is it, affirmative action and that. Yes, I get that. But if you look at his number one principle, it was and based in faith, understanding that we are all equal under law. And understanding that we're of one blood, as Alveda King has said, and wonderful. Whenever she's on, she is absolutely wonderful. I've interviewed her. She's amazing. But just getting back to that idea of being the content of your character and not the color of your skin, we're going a completely different direction. We're elevating those things. So we're doing a 180, and where do you think that's going to lead us? When you're not judged on the content of your character, that some people are more equal than others. Some people will be held to account for their criminal actions. I support that. If they broke the law, yes. But an entire other group of people doing very similar things or the exact same thing or not. Well, you're going to inevitably this is what's going to happen. I get so excited about this. I start to stutter because I sit there and say, what is this? Why is this important? Because it's not just about President Biden. That's what I want to say. It's not just about that. But you can't put lipstick on a pig. You have to understand that this man is not President Obama. And at times, President Obama, I mean, he played the game. He was a better communicator. But he is not somebody who can sell the bad policies, even with a press corps that will clean it up for him. I mean, if you look at the policies coming out of the Obama administration, they raised minimum wage when their own Department of Labor said this is going to hurt people ability to get a job. Or regulation on oil and gas hurt Americans. And never really convincing people. I think global warming or the environment was number 17 on the issues. But these are the number one issues for people who have control over or support policies of that. And now with social media and with what we're seeing are people treated equally under the law in the way of a society that goes and commits character assassination and harasses those they disagree with. Let's not even make it under law. Let's make it under the idea of somebody having a different point of view. And it's not the view of the people in power. Ooh, scary stuff. You can't say that. You can't do that. There's a chill wind in the air. And to quote President Obama, chill wind in the air when it comes to our First Amendment rights. Because when you think about speaking up and you're a business owner or somebody who's been successful and you've used your godly gifts to bless others with a good or a service and it's awesome, and it should be defended, and you're creating jobs, and you're helping people, and you're making the world a better place, But when you look at right and wrong, and you look at nonsense being thrown out that are going to impact your day-to-day life, it could be in the classroom, it could be in business, it could be in the general culture, and you are hamstrung. Because the first thing you think of is the reaction that you will get or your family will get if you actually speak up because you've seen what's happened to others. And that means it's already working. That's already done. It's undermined the First Amendment. It is done it culturally. And so once again, it's not like there's going to be a quote on the flip side of the break. And it is not like we don't know that some things just don't work or some things are illogical and some things are just downright harmful. And as you saw, our election system is a great way to go because we can weigh in on things and we can make drastic change. Glenn Youngkin in Ohio actually following through on what he said he was going to do, which is great. But if they can cut off debate by using the feelings about our former president, President Trump, you're like, where did that come from? Like, always trying to bring Trump in because they've got to bring in the distraction because they can't sell it. They never will be able to. Remember Firing Line? Great show. It was awesome. Yeah, I'm old. Durr. I dig that. Because you had the discussion. Remember when people, even conservatives, could go on college campuses and speak without being harassed or penalized? Can we have it back? Not if we continue to cave in. Not if we continue to be hamstrung like we are. I'll tell you somebody who's not hamstrung by this, a fighter in the arena, Larry Connors. Larry Connors USA. On the flip side, final segment, Crane Durham. Guest hosting.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You said in your memoir, Joe Biden is impossible not to like. Quote, he's a man of integrity, incapable of hiding what he really thinks, and one of those rare people you know you can turn to for help in a personal crisis. Still, I think he's been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Would he be an effective commander-in-chief?
I don't know. I think I stand by that statement. He and I agreed on some key issues in the Obama administration. We disagreed significantly on Afghanistan and some other issues. I think that the vice president had some issues with the military, so how he would get along with the senior military and what that relationship would be, I think it would depend on the personalities at the time.
Yeah, former Defense Secretary Robert Gates answering that question. Welcome back to Larry Connors USA, Larry Connors program, guest hosting Crane Durham, and it's good to be back with you because I love this time. You forget how much you love something when you don't do it for a while. And you can really understand why I love it. Because I'm talking about things that I've always believed in and that are unfortunately under assault. But the good news is I don't have to lie and just tell the truth. I'll tell the truth about Ronald Reagan. I'll tell the truth about lower taxes, whether they were Kennedy's tax cuts or they were Reagan's tax cuts or the Bill Clinton tax cut in the capital gains or the Bush tax cuts or the Trump tax cuts. And I look forward to knocking down false narratives. Why do you use that term so much? I know. Boring narratives, right? I do it because they're there. I can't ignore them. You have an entire movement built on a lie and distortion to demonize the people that secure our liberty in the form of the police. And the retort to that is, there are bad cops. Really? Because I would think so. There are human institutions. Yeah, again, doesn't take a Rip and Einstein to understand that, and they should be held to account. Nobody disagreed on that. Nobody disagreed on what should happen in the sense of penalizing the person who killed George Floyd or was involved in the things that led to his death. The officer. That wasn't divisive. Why riot? When did that peaceful protest was great? But people referred to protests that were riots, and people were getting targeted and killed, maimed, burned. I mean, what I'm saying to you is I don't mean to be like the leftists sitting there going, global warming, we're going to all be swimming someday. No, but I am saying we are at a turning point. And it's not like they're coming directly at us and saying, we really want to debate the issues. They can't do that. So they use fear to silence each person or many of the people who have the audacity that stand up. And the media's form of a debate. Again, go back to President Obama. You're living in the past, man. No, I'm citing what has taken place within the last decade. And part of that, 10 years to 15 years has been debates that are presented when President Obama had the healthcare debate and he was the referee and you had Democrats and Republicans. So you had 2-1 and the person who was conducting the rules, enforcing the rules was the signature legislation was on. Look at the way people treated the Covington kids. Look at the way they treated Kavanaugh. Look at what they do to people they disagree with. So again, the Calvary's not coming. It's just not going to happen. People are going to have to step up. And at the very least, don't support institutions that are silencing and suppressing the truth. I just want freedom, baby. I think that's all we want. It seems to me that the people in power, they say they love America, but they don't trust Americans. And I want people to come to this country and become American, equal under the law, whether it's the first generation or the fifth generation. And I'm not talking about skin suits. And that scares the daylights out of many on the left. Because I'm just bringing facts, history, human nature, and the understanding of it. I've had a lovely time. Lovely time? Yes, I've had a lovely time. Yes, it's true. I've had a great time today. A big reason for that is the producer here, Mark, who has been fantastic. And so I say thank you, Mark. I say thank you to Larry Connors. And I say, most of all, thank you to you who are listening. NothingButTruth.com. At NothingButTruth is my Twitter. But I encourage you to first go, always, to Larry Connors USA. LarryConnorsUSA.com. I will see you all tomorrow. You can't see him. It's radio. Oh, I see him. I'm a visionary, and vision is scary. Okay. It's time for me to go. Crane Durham. This is Larry Connors. LarryConnorsUSA.com. Respond. Check it out. Thank you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.